Chapter 10, Leaving New York. Aunt Lavinia was not jealous of her niece at all. She did not have a child of her own, and she felt like a mother toward Morris. She wanted to make him comfortable and happy, and he treated her like a mother. He was completely honest with her, sometimes too honest, and he did not always speak to her respectfully. She sent him letters, but he usually did not reply. Finally, he agreed to take a walk with her. "I'm sorry for you, Morris, but you won't get his money," she said. "I know that already. Why do you keep telling me?" he said angrily. Then he added, "I must give Catherine up." Aunt Lavinia was not surprised, but she was worried, and her heart beat fast. "I understand your feelings," she told him. "Why should you marry her without my brother's money? But I want to help you." Feeling embarrassed, Morris replied, "Yes, please help me. Tell Catherine, slowly and little by little, that I don't want to marry her." "Do you know how much she loves you?" Aunt Lavinia cried. "She'll be so unhappy." Morris blushed. "You can be kind to her and make her feel better. Explain it to her. Tell her, Morris doesn't want you to lose your father's love, so he can't marry you." "You have a very good heart," replied Aunt Lavinia, smiling at Morris with love in her eyes. "What will you do if you don't marry her?"
"Something special," he said, his eyes bright.
Aunt Lavinia was pleased to hear this, but suddenly she became worried and asked, "Do you want to marry another woman?"
"Of course not," replied Morris, annoyed. "How can you say that? I'm not giving Catherine up for another woman."
"All right," Aunt Lavinia said. Then she continued sentimentally, "You must say goodbye to Catherine." And she thought, this love story must end beautifully. But Aunt Lavinia did not tell Catherine about Morris's feelings. He kept visiting Catherine, but his visits were short. He felt embarrassed and could not tell her the truth. And she guessed nothing because she still trusted him completely. One day, he said to his fiancée,
"I'm leaving New York on business."
"Take me with you."
"I can't, but I must go because I'll make $6,000.
"You think too much about money, Morris. We don't need it."
"You're rich, so it's easy for you to say that."
"Don't go. We've waited too long already," she said, holding his arm in her hands.
"All right, all right. I'll do my business by letter. I won't leave New York," he replied. "I'll come to the house again next Saturday."
Suddenly, Catherine felt frightened. She did not want him to leave the room.
"Come tomorrow."
Morris kissed her head.
"When you're sensible, you're lovely," he said. "But when you aren't, I don't like it."
Catherine's heart beat fast, but she stayed quiet. As he left, she said, "Do you promise that you'll come tomorrow?"
"I said Saturday. I'm a busy man."
He moved toward the door, but she ran to stand in front of it.
She would do anything to keep him. She said in a quiet but frightened voice,
Morris, you're going to leave me, aren't you?
Yes, I'm leaving you for a little while, until you're sensible again.
But Morris, I've given up everything for you.
She tried to keep him with her longer.
You shall have everything back.
You've changed, Morris. What's wrong? What have I done?
She cried.
I'll write to you. It's better that way, he said, embarrassed.
Oh, no. You won't come back.
She began to cry.
Dear Catherine, he said, don't believe that. I promise that you'll see me again.
And finally, he was able to leave the room and close the door behind him. Catherine ran to the sofa and lay down on it, crying and crying. She saw the truth now. He wanted to get away from her, and that was why he was so angry and unkind. But before long, she sat up straight. Morris might come back, and he must not find her crying. She wanted to hear his knock at the door, but it did not come. When it got dark, she went to the window and waited there for half an hour, but still he did not come. Her father came home. Catherine did not want him to notice anything, so she pretended to be happy. She went to bed, but she could not sleep. The next day, she wrote Morris a short letter, which said,
Morris, you're killing me. I'm sorry that you're annoyed with me.
But Morris did not answer her, and he did not come.
What has happened between you and Morris?
Aunt Lavinia asked, but Catherine did not want to tell her.
That terrible man has given her up, cried Dr. Sloper to his sister later.
Never, replied Aunt Lavinia. But if it's true, you seem very happy about it.
I'm happy that I was right, he said.
Saturday passed, and Morris still did not come. On Sunday afternoon, Aunt Lavinia could not find her niece in the house.
She's gone to him, she thought happily.
She was sentimental, so she liked this idea.
What a love story! She's visiting her lover and crying and asking him to come back to her.
When Catherine returned, Aunt Lavinia said to her, I'm sorry that Morris ended the engagement, my dear.
What do you mean? Said her niece. It's not ended. I love him more and more.
Is that why you went to see him?
Catherine blushed.
You're right. I did go see him, but he wasn't there. He's left New York.
At last, Catherine saw that her aunt was always interfering, and she was angry.
Did you tell him to leave me? Why did you do that? He isn't yours. I was afraid when you were here with him and I was in Europe. You were telling him to leave me, weren't you?
How can you say that? We only talked about you, replied her aunt.
Yes, and you made him tired of my name. I never asked for your help,
Catherine cried.
Where has he gone?
She asked sadly.
I don't know, answered Aunt Lavinia.
She did not like to tell Catherine that because she enjoyed knowing more than her. But she really did not know.
Was it his plan to end the engagement?
He wasn't brave enough to marry you. He didn't want you to lose your father's money because of him.
Catherine looked at her aunt. Did he tell you to say that?
He told me to say many kind things.
You mustn't blame him. He has only postponed marrying you.
But Catherine was not listening. She just said quietly to herself,
"He's given me up. I'm alone in the world now."
And she left the room. 2 days later, Catherine received a letter from Morris. He was in Philadelphia.
"I had to leave because I was only making problems for you. You have a duty to your father, and I must not make him angry with you. I will be away from New York for many months. When I come back, we should meet as friends. I hope that you have a happy life."
Catherine's father came to talk to her.
"Please don't forget your promise," he said. "Will you tell me before you marry him? Your body is here, but your mind is with your fiancé. I can see."
"I won't marry him," answered Catherine quickly. Dr. Sloper watched her carefully.
"Has he given you up?"
"No. I ended the engagement. I asked him to leave New York. So he has done that."
Catherine lied. Then she left the room.